Welcome to the big show.
He could go all the way.
Oh, America, are you serious? It is showtime, baby. Here we go.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Ed Calchoso Sports Radio. We're here broadcasting live from Majestic Yellow Jackets Stadium for this 32-4A district matchup between the Ed Calchoso Yellow Jackets and the Mission Eagles. Got some bad news here as far as my partner unable to make today's ball game. So as far as the video for tonight's ball game, it will be strictly focused on the scoreboard. As I'm sure you can see right now, 2 minutes and 13 seconds remaining before today's kickoff, and I'll go and get a shot real quick as the captains meet in the middle of the field, and they are set for the coin toss. Looking at the captains for the Ed Calchoso side, I see number 74, Sal Valladolid, number 32, Roger Garcia, number 9, I want to say that's Miguel Garcia, the kicker, and number 55, if I'm correct, that's an Andy Ochoa, a up-and-coming sophomore. And there's the toss of the coin. Big anticipated ball game. I do look over to the Mission High side, and it does look a little dismal. But nonetheless, those fans, the fans that are there, I'm sure will be rowdy for the night. Looking at the signal by the referee, Ed Couch has indeed won the toss and has opted to receive. So the first offensive series of the ball game will belong to Ed Couch also. Get an opportunity to see the big question that has been on the minds of a lot of people regarding quarterback Eric Nina. But we'll see once the game starts whether there's any issues there. But nonetheless, both teams retreat back to their inflatable, and they are set for tonight's kickoff. A lot of traditional Yellow Jacket atmosphere here, despite the fact that the Mission High Eagles enter today's ball game with a 2-4 overall record and a 2-1 record in district play. Their only loss coming to the Mercedes Tigers about 2 weeks ago. So Mission High is not a team to be underestimated by no means, as they could potentially put some points here against the Ed Calchoso Yellow Jackets. And anything can happen. You know, that's why we play the game of football, by all means. If it was just a matter of predetermined, well, we would just go straight to the playoffs. But just some quick information about the Yellow Jackets. The Yellow Jackets, of course, enter tonight's ball game with a perfect 3-0 record in district, as well as a perfect 6-0 in season play. This, of course, is the fourth district ball game of the season. After today's ball game, the Yellow Jackets face off against the Mission Veterans, the Patriots, followed by the La Jolla Juarez Huskies. That's where my my partner comes in. Help me out there. Well, you know, I could always mic you up, and if you just want to chime in and say something, you can always do that. Well, and of course, the final game of the ball game, or excuse me, the final game of the season, week 10, will be against Roma. But we're set to begin today's ball game. The clock there has reached zero, and both teams are preparing for the kickoff return. Do want to remind you that this is a no-budget operation, not even a low-budget, it's a no-budget operation. So granted, the quality of the video stream is not the greatest, and of course, obviously, I'm here working by myself, so I'm going to try the best of my ability to present tonight's ballgame. As we have the kickoff by the Mission High Eagles, returning at about the one-yard line, it appears to be number 11, Smiley Morales, and he runs pretty timidly. Maybe it's about the 15-yard line, so it's going to be about a 14-yard return And not exactly the best way to start off tonight's ball game, but you know, we'll leave it up to the Yellow Jacket offense to try to put some points here on the board and try to put up the yards. Correction, it is the 17-yard line, so it'll be approximately a 16-yard return. I, of course, am joined here in the booth by Mid-Valley Town Crier guru, football guru, John Cannon, and I have a feeling he's going to be correcting my bad stats all night long. First play of series is a handoff to the left-hand side to number 32, Roger Garcia. Not really much room to run as he's immediately met by two defenders for the Mission High Eagles. He does manage to break a tackle or two, but still not able to put up much of a fight there as he does pick up 1 yard on the play. It'll bring up a second and about nine. You on the line? Yellow Jackets with a trip formations to the right. Quarterbacking for the Yellow Jackets. Quite a surprise. Number 18, Isaac Prado, as we have a quick pitch to Artie Tanguma. Wow, you don't get to see him run the ball like that very often. Tanguma in the fullback position with a trips formation. And I'm sure not very many teams were expecting him to be the fullback to get that pitch. But, you know, as they're playing properly, properly here in the stadium over the PA system, a choo-choo train as he looked like he was chugging as hard as he could for a pickup of close to about 7 yards. So it'll bring up a third and one. Yeah, I'm used to kind of making my own stats because they're not going to be verified. Okay. Third and one, and it's a handoff to Alex Cisneros. And he's going to be tackled behind the line, maybe for a loss, if not close to the line of scrimmage. Definitely not near first round or first down range. And it appeared to be a trap play to the right-hand side. And the Mission High Eagle defense in the right position to put the stop as it appears the Jackets are sending in their punting unit. And the first offensive series here with 10 minutes and 2 seconds remaining in the first quarter will be notched off by ended by a punt. The kick by Miguel Garcia, a nice kick. Decent height, returned about the 35-yard line with a little bit of room to run. Mission High returner picking up a nice gain, close to about 15 yards as he brings the ball near midfield. And the Mission High Eagle offensive unit will start off first and 10 in Yellow Jacket territory as the ball is spotted actually closer to the 49-yard line. And this is definitely a great field advantage for the Eagles to have right now, needing only 49 yards to travel for the first score of tonight's ballgame. A bunch formation to the left as we see a toss and a poorly tossed ball there by the quarterback. I wonder if it was a mess-up. He did not seem to be in the right position to toss that ball, so he tossed it a little low, and the running back had to kind of scoop down and pick it up. And as a result of the toss, it'll be chalked up as a no gain as the running back barely makes it back to the line of scrimmage. And didn't quite see the flag there, but apparently there is a flag, and it appears to be against the Yellow Jackets. It's the 5-yard variety. More than likely a offsides for the Jackets. So the play will be negated. It will be a first and 5 from about the 44-yard line. And once again, it appeared to be another screw-up by the Mission High quarterback, anticipating what appeared to be a trap play to the middle. Was that? You think that was a fake?
Yeah, he's going like that. That's what they did.
Well, I mean, he emphasized it. He put the ball up in the air.
Well, yeah. He tries to fake it down, and then he tries to go up. Kind of like what Mercedes does when they fake it, and they go around. That's what he's trying to do.
Okay.
That's a little, what they call razzle-dazzle.
Well, given the aggressiveness of the Ed Cochelsa defensive line, I'm not sure whether this razzle-dazzle, I mean, you...
No, that's what Matt calls it, the razzle-dazzle.
Well... it hasn't been very successful so far. Oh, and they're gonna take that to the house. It's gonna be close to a 44-yard touchdown for Mission High. But a series of flags fly out there, and you know that was a great pass there by the Mission High quarterback. to try to hit that receiver perfectly placed. There appeared to have been some broken coverage there, as there was two receivers in the area, and obviously one of them was not covered, and he was the one that was hit by the quarterback for Mission. But let's hold the horses here and see what these flags are about. Ah, well, but see, the thing is, if it was a false start on the offense, they wouldn't even have let the play run.
Against the defense, holding against the offense, both declined.
So we have two penalties there. It was an offsides by the Ed Calchesa defense, the second of the night, as well as a holding penalty by the Mission High Eagles. Both penalties are negated, and so is the touchdown. Okay, well, the touchdown doesn't stand.
It's a loss of down. Which it wouldn't be an incomplete pass. It's just a loss of down due to the penalties.
So it's like the play didn't happen.
Yeah, didn't play.
Second and close to five, maybe four, here from about the 44-yard line as Mission High drops back to pass. Ball overthrown. It's intended receiver, and we'll have a third down here as the Jacket defense seems... a little uncharacteristic so far, you know, with some untimely penalties and, you know, just not the same kind of bone-jarring hits that we're used to seeing. But then again, you know, it's the first quarter, 8 minutes and 10 seconds remaining still. A lot of ball game left to be played out. Third and about four. As Mission drops back to pass, has the route in the flats open, but the intended receiver, running back, unable to pull it down. Might have had enough room to contest the first down marker, but got to hold on to the ball there. Instead, it falls incomplete, and it'll bring up a fourth down, as Mission appears to be bringing out their punting unit. So with Roger Garcia up there in the back, and I know he has one touchdown punt return for a touchdown, looking for some good field. Excuse me, good return here, but it's not going to be a return at all, as the ball safely falls outside of the distance of Roger Garcia, and it's going to be marked down at close to the 8-yard line for the Yellow Jackets. First and 10 here for the Yellow Jackets, who on their previous drive, the first drive, the opening drive of the game, were forced to punt the ball after one first down. And we have a handoff to the left-hand side of the field. Roger Garcia running for some tough yards. Picks up maybe about four or five. About a five-yard pickup for the Yellow Jackets. And before the play can even get off, we have another flag. And that's probably going to be a false start on the offensive unit. And so far, we've had the Yellow Jackets, in less than 10 plays, commit three penalties that do not seem very characteristic, as the 5-yard penalty is going to take the Yellow Jackets back to the original line of scrimmage, which, actually, no, it's still got a yard. So it'll be a second and about nine after the 5-yard penalty.
La Vía 7.
Report from the La Vía Agua Dulce game. La Vía striking first, up 7-0 over Agua Dulce. And you know, just for those of you that are uncertain, quarterback Eric Nino, not in today's ball game so far. Apparently there was some sort of incident that occurred during the week, in which case Coach Elise felt that Eric Nino needed to be benched for today's ball game, or at least for this point in the ball game. So quarterback Isaac Bravo right now taking the snaps, and a completely different Yellow Jacket team here, Yellow Jacket offense, as the second down play, didn't quite get to see what it was. It might have been a backwards toss, pass, or something of that nature, but the Jackets end up losing about 5 yards, and they now have about a third and 14 from their own 4-yard line, 3-yard line. So from the end zone, Bravo drops back. Here comes the blitz. They're going to be sacked for a safety. And the Mission High Eagles strike first with a safety, sacking quarterback Isaac Bravo in the end zone. A feisty Mission High crowd liking the defensive effort of the Eagles, who have now successfully stopped the Yellow Jacket offense two consecutive drives. I have to wonder whether that two-point safety is going to have some sort of outcome in tonight's ballgame. But once again, still too early to tell, as there are 6 minutes and 22 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Well, as the Yellow Jackets prepare to go ahead and punt the ball out to the safety, we'll use this as an opportunity to take a quick pause for the cause. You are listening to Ed Calchelsa Sports Radio.
While you enjoy the game, JBR Digital Imaging is hard at work bringing you all the up-close and personal action shots of Ed Calchelsa football. Visit eejackets.com/JBR to access JBR Digital's .photo account, which ultimately will allow you to see action shots of tonight's game as well as others. Oh, there he goes again. JBR Digital Imaging, a proud sponsor of Ed Calchelsa Sports Radio.
After the safety, the Mission High Eagles hold on to a 2-0 advantage as Miguel Garcia set to kick the ball off, kicking it from his own 20-yard line. It lands it's returned at about the 23, crossing the 25, the 30, the 35. It's going to be tackled close to the 35-yard line. Mission High will start 1st and 10 from approximately the 36-37-yard line. 1st and 10 from the 37-yard line for the Mission High Eagles. Trips formation to the left. Fullback spread out, kind of wide there, a little uncharacteristic. And it's a handoff to that fullback. Has a little bit of room to run. Is going to get near the 45-yard line. Correction, and it's a 44-yard line. After the spot, approximately a 6-yard gain, and will bring up a 2nd and 4 here from the 44-yard line. Trips formation to the right this time, as we have a pistol formation with the fullback directly behind the quarterback, and we have a handoff up the middle. Running back for the Eagles making his way through the cracks, picks up the first down as he makes his way to about the 50-yard line. So Mission High has a 1st and 10 now from the 50-yard line. Another report here, the Valley View Tigers down by 7 to West of the East. First down play with some room to run there as Artie Tanguma makes the tackle on number 28 for the Mission High Eagles. But not after he picks up another 5 yards. It'll bring up a 2nd and 5 from about the 45-yard line. 2nd down play. Number 42, Tony Sanchez, stepping up hard for the Yellow Jackets. And it'll probably be maybe a 1-yard gain there for the Mission High Eagles. It'll bring up a 3rd and about 4 yards. 4 minutes and 26 seconds remaining here, and a very uncharacteristic score. I'm sure not a lot of people predicting a 2-0 advantage for the Mission High Eagles. Drops back to pass, has some room to throw, releases it, has a receiver, but unable to hit the receiver who did have a bit of a gap between the defender, but the ball was just slightly overthrown, as it'll bring up a 4th down for the Eagles. And you know, now we see the Eagle offense, they've had 4 consecutive stops. And you know, I thought there'd be a little bit more output from them offensively. As the ball is punted, and that ball, it looks like it's going to go into the stands, or maybe into the band, as it goes way out of bounds. Interesting to see where they're going to spot that ball, as the Jackets will take over. Well, after 2 offensive series of being riding the pine, quarterback Eric Nino finally gets back into the ball game, and many fans are anticipating to see a different Yellow Jacket offense. And first down, Nino drops back to pass, has some room has to scramble, and he hits number 14, Hardy Tanguma, who hurdles one defender, crosses the 50, going to go about to the 45, still on his feet, crosses the 30-yard line before he finally steps out of bounds. And just like that, with quarterback Eric Nino back in the ballgame, able to avoid the oncoming pressure, dodges one potential sack, and finally finds a wide-open Hardy Tanguma, who puts on a little show of himself as he manages to pick up a lot of yards after that particular play. 41-yard pickup there for Tanguma as the Jackets now are at the 30-yard line of the Mission High Eagles. And for the second time in a row, Nino back to pass, this time finding Smiley Morales wide open. And it's going to be close to about a 13, maybe 14-yard gain. 14-yard gain given the spot. Ball was at the 30, right? And it's now at the 14-yard game. So a 14-yard reception for number 11, Ismael Morales, for the Yellow Jackets. And just like that, we now have back-to-back completions that have taken the Jackets over 60 yards downfield as they are now threatening to score from the 16-yard line with 3:38 left in the first quarter. Bit of confusion there appears as number 4, Justin Gossett, the fullback, given the handoff, what appears to be a simple dive play or a handoff off the left side of the line. Justin Gossett has, of course, traditionally been the big man to give the ball to when they're within the 1-2-3-yard line. Probably only has about 8 carries for the season, but he's got about 2 or 3 touchdowns. So a lot of his carries come within this short range. As the Jackets now on second down and about 9, at the 15-yard line, look to pass with a open spread formation. Nino back, dodges a defender. He's going to fumble the ball, but it appears that he might have fallen back onto it. And so far, you know, with the past 3 completions or the past 3 passing attempts that the Jackets have had, the Mission High Eagles have been putting up a lot of pressure on that offensive line for the Yellow Jackets. And, of course, quarterback Eric Nino doing a tremendous job avoiding the pressure and finding that open receiver. Unfortunately, unable to do it in this last play as he is stripped from the ball. Or stripped. It's the light that's on, right? Attracting all those bugs.
Turn it off,
it's up to you.
Turn it off.
Third down attempt is Nino's going to drop back to pass. Avoids another sack. Breaks one tackle. Might take it to the end zone. And awaiting the spot, it is not a touchdown. As, you know, Nino, of course, pulling just another one of those wow factors, one of those human highlight reel plays where, you know, I don't think I could adequately describe it via words, what he just did there to avoid defenders, dodge left and right, break tackles, and he picks up close to about 16, 15 yards. The ball's going to be at the first down, or excuse me, at the 1 yard line. First and goal from the 1 yard line, and it appears that the Jackets have their heavy set. I'm looking for number 4, the fullback, Justin Garcia, to possibly get the ball here, as he's been so characteristically. Oh, it's going to be a quarterback sneak, and it is a touchdown. Touchdown, Yellow Jackets. Yellow Jacket touchdown here as on the point after attempt, a bit of unusual formation there. Not quite the traditional swinging eight as the Jackets had 4 receivers to the right-hand side, a center, a quarterback, and then it appeared to be the rest of the offensive unit on the left-hand side as Bravo dropped back to pass and avoids a sack and eventually makes his way into the end zone for the 2-point conversion. And with 1 minute and 39 seconds remaining in the first quarter, the Yellow Jackets now have an 8-2 advantage over the Mission High Eagles. Like to welcome the 24 listeners out there that are tuning into today's ball game. You are listening to Ed Couch Elsa Sports Radio. I, of course, am the host with the most. Do want to let you know that this is a no-budget operation. So as you can imagine, being a one-man show today, it's a little difficult when it comes to working the video and trying to broadcast and trying to announce the game at the same time. So naturally, that is why the video is focused strictly on the scoreboard. On the kickoff, the Eagles doing a heck of a job returning the ball, and they enter into Yellow Jacket territory. I didn't get quite to see how long of a return it was, but I'm pretty sure it was more than a 20, 30-yard return there, as the Eagles will now start, and this is going to be the third or fourth time where they start with really, really good field position in Yellow Jacket territory. But of course, all those previous attempts have been unsuccessful. But hopefully the Eagles looking to make this the one attempt that is successful, as they find themselves down by six here in the first quarter. Appears to be some sort of delay in the ball game, as we are being attacked by all kinds of bugs here in the booth. Earlier, before the start of tonight's ball game, a hornet of massive proportion. Actually, I'm saying it was a hornet, but I think it was actually a yellow jacket. Of massive proportion comes into the booth and just scares the crap out of me. I have to kill it, sorry. Hopefully that's not a sign of anything to come for tonight's ball game. As on first down, the Eagles opt to pass the ball. Artie Tanguma there with a tackle and just swinging that receive for the Mission High Eagles left and right. But it will still, with forward progress, it'll be close to a maybe about a 7-yard pickup. It will bring up a second and three for the Eagles at the 32-yard line. Second and three, as we see that pistol formation with the fullback directly behind the quarterback, trips to the left, and it's a handoff straight up the middle, opting to run outside. 53, Pauly Gomez missing the tackle, but number 26, Felix Garcia, the corner, going to step up from his position to make the tackle and prevent the Eagles from getting first down yardage, being that they only needed about 3 yards. So given the spot, it may be a 1-yard loss. Two? So the ball is spotted now at the 42-yard line, or excuse me, the 37-yard line, and it appears to be maybe a third and three, third and four possibly. And it appears that the game clock has expired. So your score after one quarter of play, the Yellow Jackets 8, the Mission High Eagles 2. And of course, the Mission High Eagles having a great deal of success against the Yellow Jacket offense that was missing quarterback Eric Nino. But with Nino back in the game after one series, the Jackets managed to put up 8 points with relative ease, as it appeared to be maybe about a 6-play drive. Two of those 6 plays traveling nearly 60 yards of the field on big runs by Artie Tanguma, or a big run by Artie Tanguma. Being attacked, I'm telling you, here in the booth. Third and three, or third and four, and it appears to be a quarterback keep to the right-hand side, and there's that bone-jarring hit that I'm talking about. And this time it was number 14, Artie Tanguma, who so far in this defensive series has come up big, that being his second tackle of the series. And given the spot, it's going to be close to that first down marker. It was a third and four. Interesting to see whether the Eagles are going to get that, and whether they do, if they do get it, whether they go for it. But you know what? Doesn't matter anymore, because the refs went ahead and marked it off as a first down. First down for the Eagles at the 34-yard line. 21-0. Another report coming in from La Villa Agua Dulce. La Villa up 21-0 over Agua Dulce. First and 10 from the 34-yard line. And with a lot of room off the right-hand side, number 4 for the Eagles, finally going to be pushed out of bounds, but picks up a significant amount of yards, close to maybe, I don't know, 17 or 18, maybe? Ball was at the 34, I believe.
13-yard line. So a gain of 21.
21 yard gain there for the Mission High Eagles, and they are now at the 13 yard line of the Yellow Jackets. So now we see something what I think a lot of people were expecting, a potent Mission High offense now bringing it to the Yellow Jacket defense. First and 10 from the 13, and we have whistles being blown. Does not appear to be a flag on the field, and it's actually a timeout by the Mission High Eagles. Coach Lee over there for the Eagles opting to call a timeout, talk to his team, as they find themselves here down by 6, 8-2 in the second quarter, 11 minutes and 32 seconds remaining. Well, you are listening to Ed Cal Chelsea Sports Radio. We'll take this as an opportunity to take a quick pause for the cause.
When it comes to our photography needs, EEJackets.com turns to JBR Digital Imaging. Servicing the Mid-Valley for several years now, JBR Digital is owned and operated by George E. Sines, EE grad of 76. Fulfill your photography needs by contacting JBR Digital at 956-499-6374 or by sending an email to jbrdigital@yahoo.com. JBR Digital is a proud sponsor of Ed Cal Chelsea Sports Radio.
We are back live here in Majestic Yellow Jacket Stadium for this 32-4A non-district game. It is a first and 10 for the Mission High Eagles at the 13-yard line. It appears to be a trips formation as they're going to drop back to pass. Intended receiver with a step on the cornerback, but the ball just thrown way over his head. Ball's going to fall incomplete. It'll bring up a second down. Do want to take this opportunity to thank one of our sponsors out there, JBR Digital Imaging. Of course, JBR Digital Imaging run by Mr. George Sines, class of 1976 for Ed Cal Chelsea. Yes, and he's here today. He's here at most of the Ed Cal Chelsea Yellow Jacket game taking pictures. And all those pictures, or at least a good number of them, are available at eejackets.com for your enjoyment. Second down and 10. And number four in the flats again. Number four with a big 21-yard gain the previous reception he had. This time he's going to pick up close to about 10 yards. Actually, no, corrected. Picks up maybe about 8 yards, 7, 8 yards, as it'll bring up a third down and 3 from about the 5-yard line. Most of the success for the Mission High Eagles have been pass attempts in the flats, having that running back from the backfield position come out and try to... Oh, we're going to have flags here. Yeah, I was going to say that's... Yeah, there we go. I was going to say two Mission High Eagle players trying to get out of the ball game as they're breaking the huddle. That is a no-no. Coach Lee was trying to run on the field, call a timeout, but... Oh, and you know what? He apparently got it just in time as the referee waves off the flag. So the Eagles now burn their second timeout. Now have one timeout remaining in the first half. And probably a smart move there because they avoid that costly 5-yard penalty here that would have taken them back to the 10-yard line here with a third and 3, or would have made it a third and 8. So dodging the bullet there, the nice presence of mind of Coach Lee to run out to the field and try to get somebody's attention. But, you know, at the same time, you don't want to run too far out into the field because that in itself, as a coach, is a penalty if the refs feel that you are on the field of play unnecessarily. Well, with this timeout, we'll use this opportunity to take a quick pause for the cause. You are listening to Ed Cal Chelsea Sports Radio.
Baseball, football, basketball, soccer, even if we had swimming or underwater basket weaving, we would cover it on EEJackets.com.
Third and about 3 here as appears to be a pro formation. Mission High driving back to pass. Has a receiver open in the end zone. Touchdown, Mission High. Number 45 for the Mission High Eagles. Yeah, the guy that's walking off the field right there. Yeah, he's the one that caught it. I think he's the fullback, coming out of the fullback. But wide open in the back of the end zone there as the Jackets were anticipating a run play on the third and short, third and three. And I didn't quite see. Well, after the PAT goes up, it is good. Yellow Jackets now find themselves down 9-8 here on this somewhat surrealistic touchdown that the Mission High Eagles scored. But, you know, it's just one of those situations where they've had good field position all night long. Most of their drives have started in Yellow Jacket territory. And part of the reason is because of their special teams and their returns. So it's just a matter of time, you know, when you have that short field that you put those points up on the board. And as the Yellow Jackets, you certainly don't want to be giving up those returns, and you don't want to be giving the Mission High Eagles, who has a relatively good offense, those kind of opportunities, because, you know, they're going to put the points up on you. 11 minutes and 13 seconds remaining here in the second quarter as the ball is set to be kicked off. And receiving the ball, it appears to be number 11 at about the 10-yard line. Crosses the 20, the 30, had some room to run, the 40. And finally brought out of bounds what appeared to be maybe the kicker near the 43-yard line. So it'll probably be close to about a 32-yard return, waiting for the official spot. It'll be about the 41, 42-yard line. So it'll be about a 31, 32-yard return there by Smiley Morales on the kickoff. Looks like the 41, 41, 42. It's right in the middle. First and 10. Nino drops back to pass in the shotgun formation. And he's going to fake the pass. And once again, another wow. As he gets hit as he tries to throw. And he opts instead. Oh, we're going to have a penalty. As Nino is just finally brought down. You know, he scrambled left and right. At that point, I think he should have just thrown the ball away. As he must have avoided about four or five tacklers on that particular play. And, you know, you reach that point where you just got to get rid of the ball. Because you know, especially when you're running around, you know, your blocks are not in position. So besides getting sacked there, the flag comes out. I want to say it was number 75 for the Yellow Jackets. It's probably going to be, even though that was a close questionable play, but nonetheless, it still counts. It's going to be a block in the back for the Yellow Jackets. So not only do they have the lost yardage from the sack, well, it's probably going to be a spot foul. So it's a spot foul, right? The penalty, block in the back. I think they're confused. So it's an 11-yard penalty. And Coach Lee there on the field, once again coming dangerously close to territory where he shouldn't be prowling on, but apparently not too pleased with that call. Officially, it'll be a 10-yard penalty. And it'll be a 1-yard loss there for quarterback Eric Nino on the sack. Still a bit of confusion here, and we'll take a quick pause for the cause as the referees try to sort this apparent mess out. You are listening to Edgar Chelsea Sports Radio.
EEJackets.com. Your number one sports authority for everything. Ed Couch Elsa. EEJackets.com. Your number one sports authority for everything. Ed Couch Elsa.
25-yard line. So after a bit of lobbying there by Coach Lee from the Mission High Eagles, yeah, the ball has moved back even further. Now Coach Solis there contesting the call appears to be not happy there as all sorts of confusion breaking out in regards to where the ball should have been, where the penalty should have been assessed from. But nonetheless, the Jackets will start now at the 25-yard line, needing to get to the 48-yard line of the opposite side of the field. So a big first down needed here. And Jesse Haloma had a big step there, which, you know, if he pulls that pass down, I think he's got one man to beat, which would be the free safety for the touchdown. And it could have very easily been a 75-yard touchdown. But a diving tackler just gets a little too jittery, jumps a little too early, dives for the tackle, and it will be a pass interference. So what was a first and 26, or a second and 26, is now going to be maybe closer to the original line of scrimmage. Maybe a second and 11, 12. Correction, it'll be a second and about 12, 13 from the 44-yard line. So the 15 yards will be assessed, and they still find themselves in a rut despite the pass interference penalty. So I guess, you know, it's given the how wide open Jesse Haloma was there, the receiver, I guess it was a smart play to take that penalty and avoid the touchdown. As Roger Garcia gets the handoff, has some room to run on the left side, getting near the first down marker, and he may have enough for that first down. It was a second and two play as Nino dropped back to pass on that particular play. Managed to get the ball out before a potential would-be tackler could make the sack. And Roger Garcia with another step on the defender on what was kind of a well-placed ball. But once again, another early hit there by the Mission High Eagle defender will result in another pass interference call. So back-to-back pass interference calls. There are actually two interference calls in the last three plays have netted the Yellow Jackets 30 yards of field advantage. So the penalty will give the Yellow Jackets a first down as the 15 yards will be assessed, and it should set the Jackets off at about the 36-yard line, first and 10. Once again, a bit of an uncharacteristic score here with 10 minutes and 20 seconds remaining in the second quarter. 9-8 in favor of the Mission High Eagles. Nino back to pass. The rush coming in, and once again does a heck of a job of avoiding the rush as he's going to run with the ball, and he's finally going to be tackled near that first down marker. And, I really wish I had somebody up here, my co-host, running the video like he's supposed to, just so that you guys could probably get a glimpse or an image of some of these miraculous running plays and miraculous stunts that quarterback Eric Nino is pulling to avoid tacklers. I mean, he probably got sandwiched between two hits, and you know, he really makes those defenders look bad because it makes them look like they're not wrapping or tackling proper, but it's not even that. It's that Nino's so elusive, as it will be a first down, first and 10 from about the 23-24 yard line as Nino drops back to pass again, has Haloma in the end zone. And it's going to be knocked away, but he somehow comes away with the ball, and he picks up a touchdown for the Yellow Jackets. Jesse Haloma there with a touchdown. Number 12. What an unbelievable catch there is, as Haloma did have a slight advantage over the corner, but the ball pops up in the air, and from his back position, he manages to just haul the ball down the second defender who stepped up could swipe it away, and it officially will be a touchdown for Jesse Haloma. The snap on the extra point, it is good. And of course, Jesse Haloma coming into tonight's ball game. Let me see if I can pull up the stats here for the Yellow Jackets. But, I wouldn't be surprised if he is the leading receiver for the Yellow Jackets when it comes to touchdowns. Obviously, having a big game against the Mercedes Tigers last week where Jesse Haloma pulled down four Eric Nino touchdown passes. And looking at my stats here, indeed, Jesse Haloma with five touchdown passes, this now being his sixth of the season, is definitely taking the lead for the team as a team reception, team touchdown leader in receptions. And just like that, the Jackets, with the extra point, put up 7 points and now find themselves up 15-9 over a Mission High Eagles team that appears to still have a lot of fight in them here with 9 minutes and 34 seconds remaining in the second quarter. The kick by Miguel Garcia is going to go into the end zone about 6-7 yards deep, and it's going to be marked dead as the Eagles will now start from their own 20-yard line. This time the Eagles will not be starting in the great field position that they've been starting on all night long. We'll need to travel 80 yards here to put up some points on the board. On a first down play, fake handoff. Quarterback with plenty of time to throw. Once again, hitting that receiver in the flats area. And, you know, when I say the flats area, I mean that 1 to 5 yard. Yes, number three. That 1 to 5 yard area. Actually, after the reception, he does manage to pick up a couple extra yards. It will be close to about a maybe 6 yard reception as the ball is now being spotted at the 27 yard line, second down. Motion there on the trips formation, a jet sweep to number four, and Isaac Prado in position. And there's a flag that flies out there. Got to give credit there to the Ed Calchesa defense. It was a design motion play where the man in motion was quickly given the ball on the a sweep to the outside, and the defense was just all in the right position. And it appears that we have penalties on both sides, or maybe it was a penalty against I'm not quite understanding these refs. Well, I think they might have declined the penalty and it took the loss. Okay. I think that's what they did. These refs have been confusing, you know, us up here in the booth as sure as many of the fans out there in the stands. What's that? Number four. But from our best judgment, it appears that the Jackets have declined the penalty. I'm not sure what it was, but they'll take about the 3-4 yard loss. It'll bring up a second and about third and six. As the penalty does, had they taken that penalty, they might have taken them back 10 yards, but, you know, they would have had to repeat second down. And here we go. Once again, the refs conferring here as there seems to be a little bit of confusion. And Benny Layton, our home crowd announcer, playing the classic theme from Jeopardy to kind of signal, hurry up, refs, you're taking too long. Third and about six. Here from about the 24-yard line. Shotgun formation, trips formation to the right-hand side as quarterback for the Eagles drops back to pass, rolls to the right, has a little bit of room to run, and he's going to be hammered, but not before a big reception by not quite sure the number there. I think I want to say 20. No, number four for the Mission High Eagles coming down there with the big reception. So the ball was at about the 24-yard line.
And the 20.
So it's at the 44 now. So, yeah, it will be a 20-yard gain for the Eagles. And, indeed, it is a first down there from the 44-yard line. And the Eagles dodging a bullet there on that third and about 6-7. As on the first down, they hand the ball off, and there's a nice seam for the Eagles running back as he picks up what appears to be first down yardage there, and a late flag flying into the field. It's probably going to be some sort of penalty. Maybe I'm not sure who it's going to be against, but there seems to be some additional shoving going on after the play between one of the Jackets and one of the Eagles. And given the way that they're conferencing with the Eagles, with the Jackets, it's probably going to be against the. Well, it does not appear to be a good sign at all as the ref is conferring with Joe Solis as well as number 26, Felix Garcia. And I stand corrected. I think the penalty will go against the Yellow Jackets. And Felix Garcia is stepping off the field I have a feeling that he has been ejected from tonight's ball game. And, you know, given the way that we've seen a lot of fights, you know, the last couple of games, I know that Mercedes had a fight between the Eagles. Mercedes had another fight between another team. There was the fights that were breaking out between Pace and Westlaco. So, you know, I think the referees here trying to stifle anything that might occur, trying to stifle any repressed anger that might build up, and they do so in grand fashion by ejecting one of the Edcal Chelsea defenders and assessing him with a 15-yard penalty. First and 10 for the Eagles at the 30-yard line. And a short gain there for the Eagles. So there appears to be a player down on the field. We'll use this as an opportunity to take a quick pause for the cause. You are listening to Edcal Chelsea Sports Radio.
You're listening to Edcal Chelsea Sports Radio, home of La Máquina Amarilla.
While you enjoy the game, JBR Digital Imaging is hard at work bringing you all the up-close and personal action shots of Edcal Chelsea football. Visit eejackets.com/JBR to access JBR Digital's .photo account, which ultimately will allow you to see action shots of tonight's game as well as others. Oh, there he goes again. JBR Digital Imaging, a proud sponsor of Edcal Chelsea Sports Radio.
After the injury, oh man, after the injury, it appears to be number 42, Tony Sanchez, who makes it off the field in his own power, and a big ooh from the crowd coming from the Mission High Eagles, even from us up here in the booth, as Artie Tanguma just got leveled on what appears to have been a clean block. Very similar to the type of leveling that some of you guys might have seen on that particular punt return for a touchdown that the Jackets had against the Mercedes Tigers, just cleanly leveled off his feet. So I'm sure, I mean, he got up pretty quickly, but his self-esteem is probably more damaged or more hurt than anything on that particular play. And number four for the Eagles down for a bit. Pops up in his own power, and given the last play, it was a maybe about a 3-4 yard pickup. I don't have the exact numbers, but it does bring up a 3rd and 5 for the Eagles at the 25-yard line of the Yellow Jackets. So, you know, I have to wonder if maybe if they don't get this first down here, whether this is 4th down territory, you know, especially since I think they are outside of their reach of their field goal kicker. Trips formation to the left. Quarterback rolls to the left. Georgie Vargas, they're going to come up with a sack. But the ball is thrown on a shovel pass. But hold your horses there. There is a flag there. And, you know, I'm not sure if they're going to call a holding there. It might have looked like the lead back for the Eagles tried to cut block, Georgie Vargas. Might have wrapped his arms around the back of Vargas' legs. Got to give credit to Vargas, who despite potentially being tackled, manages to still put pressure on the quarterback and force him to try to throw a desperation shovel pass that falls incomplete. And, you know, I guess the Jackets feel, because it would have, you know, had they declined the penalty, it would have brought up a fourth and five. But instead, they opt to take the Eagles 10 yards back, and instead it brings up a third and about 15 from the 35-yard line. So the holding penalty for the Eagles stands as the Jackets look to put up a good defensive effort here, excuse me, with 6.5 remaining in the second quarter. Drops back to pass. Plenty of time to throw. Hits a receiver, and that ball is going to be caught there as number 27. And I want to say 27 is more than likely the replacement player for the Ed Calchelsa defender that was recently ejected from the game. Looking to my roster, number 27 is Américo Valdez, and indeed he is a junior coming into tonight's ball game, replacing number 26, Felix Garcia. And the coverage wasn't that bad. You know, it was a well-placed ball, and got to give credits to the receiver for the Eagles coming down with that big reception there. LaVia up 34-0 here as Mission High is threatening to score themselves. First and 10 from about the 10-yard line. And we're going to have a flag fly here as quarterback for the Eagles doing a nice job scrambling close to 7 yards, but we're going to have to see what this penalty flag is going to be about. And it is a holding penalty. It will take the Eagles back 10 yards, so it negates the nice quarterback run that would have got the Eagles to about the 4-yard line, and it throws them back to the 21-yard line, first and 10 for the Eagles. First and 20, not first and 10. First and 20. As quarterback drops back to pass after faking the handoff. Has a receiver open. Hits him, number one for the Eagles. Touchdown. And I thought it was number one. Let me see. Yeah, it looks like number one. Number one for the Eagles. Coming up with a big 21-yard touchdown reception. And, you know, that's just another one of those situations where, you know, you got to give credit to the quarterback for the Eagles, just putting the ball in a really tight space there as number 31, Smiley, bought it on the coverage. Didn't, you know, wasn't exactly blown coverage, but nonetheless, it is still good enough for a Mission High touchdown. So with 5 minutes and 58 seconds, a completely uncharacteristic score here, 16-15, your Mission High Eagles with the 1-point advantage here in the second quarter. Well, as both teams prepare for the kickoff, we'll use this opportunity to take a quick pause for the cause. You are listening to Ed Calchelsa Sports Radio.
Ed Calchelsa Sports Radio, brought to you by CV the Hispanic Titanic, alongside with the host, with the most, Perry Ellis, bringing you games live from the Hive.
And there's the kickoff. Catching the ball about the 20-yard line. Appears to be number 32, Roger Garcia. Dodges a couple tackles, but doesn't pick up very many yards, maybe about 6 or 7, as the Jackets will start near the 27-yard line, first and 10. We're barely starting to see the Yellow Jacket defense come into the swing of things, and of course the Yellow Jacket offense hasn't exactly been firing in all 8 cylinders in tonight's ballgame either. So hopefully to see the Yellow Jacket offense put up another touchdown here with close to 6 minutes remaining in the second quarter. Nino drops back to pass. Throws the ball deep to Jesse Jalomo, who picks up another big reception close to about the 42-yard line. Eight plus 23 is 31. Officially chalked up by Mr. John Cannon as a 31-yard strike to Jesse Halomo. And that big strike puts the Jackets in Eagle territory, first and 10 from the 41-yard line. Nino again drops back to pass. A screen play to Big Artie Tanguma, who spins out of one tackle, gets to about the 30, still on his feet, dragging bodies, and gets the first down there. As you know, I think any other receiver on that play would have probably been tackled for maybe a 3 or 4 yard gain, but he just bulldozes over that smaller defender for the Eagles, and then spins out of a tackle to pick up that first down. Probably be a maybe 11, 12 yard pickup there for Tanguma. As the Jackets now take possession of first and 10 from the 29-yard line. Nino back to pass. Has a receiver open, number 11, Smiley Morales. Touchdown, Yellow Jackets, from 29 yards out. Number 11, Smiley Morales, with a touchdown reception there. So with less than a minute on three big offensive plays, the Jackets travel close to about 73, 72 yards down the field to the end zone and put up 6 points. And we're waiting the PAT here, but there appears to be a an Eagle player down. But as I mentioned, that he gets up now on his own power and is trotting off the field. And once again, the Yellow Jackets in a very unusual formation, very reminiscent of the swinging gate, but with four defenders to the right, four defenders to the left, and center calls them in as they converge to go ahead and kick that extra point. And, you know, being that they're down, I'm surprised Coach Solis doesn't go for the two-point conversion here to make it a 7-point game. See, because now the Jackets have a 22-16 advantage, and they're down by six. I would have liked to send the Jackets maybe go for two, to maybe instead, you know, if, assuming they would get it, they would now make their lead to seven as opposed to six. But Coach Solis, obviously the one making the big bucks, getting paid for the decisions he makes, opts to take the safe point with the extra point. And of course, Miguel Garcia, the kicker, has been on the money pretty much all season long. He's attempted three field goal attempts and is 3 for 3 in the season. Did have a little difficulty early in the season with his extra points, but after that initial Gregory Portland scrimmage, has just been on fire, missing maybe about two or three out of his last 30 extra point attempts. So he's been pretty hot, pretty on target with his kicks. So the safe point goes up 22-16 here with 4:59 left in the second quarter. Nice kick. Going to be fall about 4 yards deep, and there's going to be no return, and the Eagles are going to opt to take it at the 20-yard line. Getting some more statistics here from the Mid-Valley Town Crier guru. Nino 6 for 6 on pass attempts with 152 yards passing. Big strikes. His last touchdown strike for 29 yards. Has definitely been on target and has been the major difference in this ball game. Well, it's now opportunity time for the Eagles, or at least try to take advantage and potentially tie up or take a 1-point advantage, as they now start for the second time in a row from their own 20-yard line. The Eagles traveling 80 yards for the previous touchdown. Oh, there's a miscue as the quarterback appears to... was not expecting the snap. It was a motion to the right-hand side there, and the quarterback was did not appear to anticipate the snap. So the ball just kind of hits his hand and flops back to about the 1-2 yard line. But quarterback for the Eagles, who has been having a pretty good game tonight, with a presence of mind to pick the ball up and throw the ball deep. He did have a receiver open about 30 yards downfield, but the receiver unable to pull the ball in and what was a very catchable ball. So the Jackets now appear to dodge a bullet here as they are weakened by the ejection. And, you know, I'm looking to the field and I see number 32, running back Roger Garcia, playing the cornerback position for his brother that has been ejected from tonight's ballgame. And number 12, Jesse Alomo, coming up with an interception. He's going to take it past the 20, still on his feet, to the 15, finally brought down by a big old lineman near about the 12-yard line. You know, I've been following Ed Calchelsa football for at least the last 5 years. With the exception of the time, you know, I played here in Ed Calchelsa, but for the last 5 years that I've been following Ed Calchelsa football closely, the offensive players have never gone both ways, or, you know, you really didn't see a lot of players going both ways, but, you know, you're seeing it a lot this year, and that may be the biggest difference in this year's team, as Jesse Alomo from the wideout position comes up with a big pick there to put the Jackets in really good field position. So ball appears to be at the 13-yard line, first and 10, as Dino drops back to pass. Rolls to the left. He's probably going to run with the ball there. He's got an open shot to the end zone, and he pretty much prances in, touchdown from about 13 yards out. A very costly interception, now converted into a touchdown, as Nino prances in, like I said, 13 yards for the touchdown. And now your score, pending the PAT, with 4:28 left in the second quarter, 28-16. Lining up for the PAT, holder Isaac Bravo brings it down. Kick is up. Oh, no good. You know what? I shouldn't have said anything. It always seems like it works out like that. I was just complimenting Miguel Garcia and his ability to put it through the uprights. And that one just appeared just to be a bit outside, as it's called no good. And with 4 minutes and 28 seconds, the Jackets now hold on to a 12-point advantage, 28-16 here in the second quarter. Well, as both teams get ready for the change of possession, we'll take this as an opportunity to take a quick pause for the cause. You are listening to Ed Calchelsa Sports Radio.
Baseball, football, basketball, soccer, even if we had swimming or underwater basket weaving, we would cover it on EEJackets.com.
Kickoff. Ball picked up close to about the 12-13 yard line. As a number four running across the field there from the left side of the line to the right side of the line. Maybe picking up about 13 yards on the return, as Mission High will start from about the 21 yard line. And a bit of ooze coming from the crowd there as appears one of the personnel coaches, potentially, possibly from the Eagles sideline, getting wiped out there by a tackler. 21-yard line?
Yeah.
Trips formation to the left, and it appears that the Eagles are going to stick to that. Well, I stand corrected. Thought maybe the Eagles were going to stick to the passing game, but on first down, they hand the ball off, and, you know, regretfully so, they might wish they hadn't, as number 42, Tony Sanchez, steps up with a brutal hit and meets the ball carrier at the line of scrimmage for a no gain. Second and maybe a long nine. Still from about the 21-yard line as the Eagles appear to call their final timeout there. They did call two timeouts at that 11-minute mark. So they now have, they should have zero timeouts remaining. And, you know, with 3.5 minutes still remaining here in the second quarter, you know, you have to wonder whether that was, you know, whether, well, I mean, it's not, you don't have to wonder. Definitely those two early timeouts that they called early in the second quarter, very costly here as now that, as if they do try to mount up a drive, not going to be able to stop the clock. But certainly 3.5 minutes, plenty of time for the Eagles to travel 79 yards for a touchdown. Well, the timeout will take us to a break. You are listening to Ed Calchelsa Sports Radio.
Want to know what happened in tonight's game? Look online at eejackets.com for stats, highlights, pictures, and more. Again, brought to you by eejackets.com, the unofficial website of the Yellow Jackets.
Second and 10 here as we have a trips formation motion to the left. So that brings a quad with four receivers to the left. Open set, nobody in the backfield. And number nine for the Eagles did have a bit of room on the coverage there. Georgie Vargas on the coverage. But the ball just strictly just overthrown and unable to make a play on that particular pass attempt. And, you know, that's what we've seen pretty much all night from the quarterback for the Eagles. He's either been right on the money or he's just been way, way over, or, you know, overthrowing the ball. And definitely two extremes there as far as levels of competition. But nonetheless, it brings up a third and about 10 from the 21-yard line as we see a trips formation here for the Eagles. Again, drops back to pass. Has some time to throw. Has a receiver open, and there comes the flag there as it appears a safety. Appears a safety for the Yellow Jackets might have cut off the receiver, you know. But it's one of those questionable plays. I don't think the ball was catchable, and you know, I see the refs there conferencing whether indeed it was, but you know, it doesn't really matter anyways because it actually looks like they're going to mark the penalty off anyways. So the Jackets will be assessed a pass interference penalty. Well, they're still conferencing here, so let's see what the deal is. Yes, it is a penalty, and Solis is very expressing his frustration, signaling that the ball was indeed over, way over his head, which is the assessment that I made earlier. But refs seem to disagree, as they will go ahead and chalk off a pass interference penalty, 15 yards. So that should set the ball at about the 36-yard line. You are correct. Well, Eagles catching a break there as they avoid the fourth down situation from the incompletion and start first and 10 as we got another flag come out. And just another poorly thrown pass there. It appears that the receiver for the Eagles did have some room to run if had the pass been a little bit more on target. Instead, the ball falls incomplete. But now we have a flag to contest here. And I have a feeling it's going to be against the Eagles. And indeed, it is against the Eagles holding. It's going to send them back 10 yards. So a 15-yard gift, the previous play, is now taken away with a 10-yard holding penalty. Do want to welcome the 35 listeners out there tuning into tonight's ball game. Definitely not what a lot of people expected. Although the Jackets have turned up the heat, scoring two touchdowns within a 2-minute span, Between that 4 and 6 minute mark of the game, they put up two touchdowns. One of them coming off a interception that gave the Jackets great field position from the 13-yard line. So the lead slowly gaining for the Jackets, and you know, it's there appears to be another conference here by the referees, and I guess, you know, with this caliber of ball game, you know, people complain, you know, why it taking so long, but you know, you know, given what's at stake here, and given, you know, the number of people here, you can't really blame the referees for wanting to be certain about particular calls and conferencing and stuff like that, because the last thing I'm sure any one of those guys want to do is potentially screw over a team with a bad call. So they go ahead and conference it, and it will stay first and about 20 from the 26-yard line. Handoff up the middle, number 7, has some room to run. Going to break the 40, the 45, crosses midfield from the 50 to the 40 to the 35, and he picks up a huge gain there. So the ball was at the 26. It's a 24 past the 50, 34, 39, 40, 41. 42-yard pickup. That's what I want.
Ball's at the 33-yard line. So you got 24 and 17. 41?
I'm saying, yeah, it's 41, 42-yard pickup.
Yeah.
And, you know, I never understood that rule. Like, when the ball's in the middle, does it, you know, for example, there, I mean, it's not really in the middle, but let's say if it was there in the middle between the 20, 27, 28, does it get marked off as the 28-yard line or the 27?
Say that again, I'm sorry.
When the ball's in the middle between the two marks, 27, 28, does it go forward or does it go back?
What are they doing? What's going on? What is going on now?
I don't know. A lot of fans here upset, and I'm confused here. I was talking to John, and I think I messed up by talking to him because neither one of us saw what went on here. As now the Mission side is booing uncontrollably, as it was.
So they still gave him the 10-yard.
So it was probably a spot foul, right?
Ball's where?
Ball is at the 34-yard line. And let's take a quick pause here as we all try to figure out, even here in the stands, what the heck's going on as the refs call for another conference here with 2 minutes and 39 seconds remaining in the second quarter. You are listening to Edicott Chelsea Sports Radio.
When it comes to our photography needs, EEJackets.com turns to JBR Digital Imaging. Servicing the Mid-Valley for several years now, JBR Digital is owned and operated by George E. Sines, EE grad of 76. Fulfill your photography needs by contacting JBR Digital at 956-499-6374 or by sending an email to jbrdigital@yahoo.com. JBR Digital is a proud sponsor of Ed Calchosa Sports Radio.
EEJackets.com, your number one sports authority for everything. Ed Calchosa.
Want to know what happened in tonight's game? Look online at eejackets.com for stats, highlights, pictures, and more. Again, brought to you by eejackets.com, the unofficial website.
Wow, a melee of confusion going on here. Finally, it appears that there was offsetting penalties. So because it was offsetting to penalties, the ball should have gone back to the original line of scrimmage, which was the 26-yard line. They finally figured that out. First and 20 from the 26. Nice pass reception there as number 3. Joseph Garcia is going to make the tackle, but not before he gets maybe a 10-yard pickup. The big tall boy there on the sideline. Number nine. So about an 8-yard pickup there for the Eagles. And so just to kind of sum up, that big 41-yard run that they had earlier did not happen because of the negating penalties. The play is redone. So that's why it was first and 20 again. Now it's a second and close to about 11 from the 34-yard line. Handoff up the middle with some room to run. Very similar play, but this time, number 50, Georgie Vodka, stepping up hard for the Yellow Jacket defense and maybe picks up 3 or 4 yards on that particular play. Gets to about the 38, so it'll probably be a 4-yard pickup there for the Mission High Eagles. And I know that the Eagles are out of timeouts. It appears that the Jackets have called a timeout of their own. I want to say that they still have two potential timeouts remaining. And with 2 minutes and 17 seconds, you definitely have to wonder, you definitely have to assume that they are thinking about stopping them here, getting the ball back with 2 minutes, and driving it for an additional score before the end of the half. But we'll leave that to see what happens on this next third down play. As the timeout continues to go on, you are listening to Ed Calchelsa Sports Radio.
Can't make the big Yellow Jacket game this weekend? Don't worry. Ed Calchelsa Sports Radio has you covered. Working in conjunction with EEJackets.com, Ed Calchelsa Sports Radio is working to broadcast all the big Ed Calchelsa sporting events over the internet. Visit www.eejackets.com for the latest internet broadcasting schedule.
You're listening to Ed Calchelsa Sports Radio, home of La Máquina Amarilla.
All right, we're back at Calchelsa Sports Radio, third and about 8. From the 38-yard line, and with 2 minutes remaining here in the second quarter, appears that the Eagles are maybe audibling as the Jackets are showing all kinds of stunts. Snap a little high, quarterback pulls it down, has plenty of time to throw, hits a wide-open receiver who gets hit from all different sides, but credit to number 9 for the Eagles, who comes down with the reception, and it'll probably be close to about a 10-yard reception, and it is a Eagle first down. So now there's the issue of the clock here slowly coming into play as 2 minutes and 9 seconds remain. The Eagles
first down, right?
Of the game?
No, right now of this drive.
The ball started at the 21.
36. Was that a move back to the
26? I think it's their.
Yes.
And a quarterback rolls back to the left, fumbles the ball. Ball still on the ground, and finally, with a last-ditch effort there by the quarterback, as the ball was laying on the ground for nearly 3 seconds, manages to pick up his own fumble, and it's going to be a huge loss, close to about 10 yards there for the Eagles. So, and it was one of those fumbles where it was not a forced fumble. He was kind of rolling out to the left, kind of had that ball dangling like you see a lot of NFL quarterbacks do. And I guess, as he tried to pick it up to pass, it just kind of slipped out of his hand. A costly fumble as the Eagles now have a second and about 20 from the 38-yard line. And a pass play to, I didn't get quite to see who the receiver was. But number 3, Joseph Garcia. No, I'm not sure.
Or he's maybe it's number four. I think his number one's not. Number four's coming from over there. Well, it was a nice pass reception as number three, Joseph Garcia, tries to put on a big hit and instead kind of finds himself taking the bulk of that punishment there as the receiver eludes his would-be tackle and picks up close to about 12 yards to the 50-yard line, third and about eight. So the Eagles not saying die here as another opportunity to pick up a first down. This time the ball just thrown clearly above the head of the intended receiver, who was wide open near that 10-yard mark, brings up a fourth down here. So, you know, for the most part here, the Eagles have been have had a lot of opportunities in these games, and you know, a lot of the opportunities that you're not seeing them take advantage of is you know, via their own mistakes. As the punting unit enters the field, and the ball's going to be landing near the 27-yard line. So with 37 seconds remaining here in the second quarter, Jackets still should have two timeouts, but that's not official by any means. Interesting to see whether the Jackets, well, you know, the Jackets put one touchdown drive earlier in the second quarter in about 37 seconds. So, you know, definitely not feasible or definitely not impossible for them to do the same here before the end of the half. First and 10, Nino drops back to pass. Jesse Halomo, wow, with an unbelievable reception. He's triple covered there. Has three receivers, three guys all around him. He just, on a jump ball, comes down with a huge reception as the ball is going to be spot at about the 34-yard line. The ball was at the 23 or the 27?
The ball was the 27.
Okay, 27.
23 yards plus 16, that's 39.
So 27.
Right?
23, 33, 39. Number 12, Jesse Halomo. So officially a 39-yard reception for Jesse Halomo, who has just been on fire the last 2 weeks. And, you know, once again, Benny late there on the PA system mentioning how it was an NFL-like reception. And, you know, Jesse Halomo, not exactly known for his speed, but has been a district high jump participant for many, many years now. And, you know, there's his high jump ability coming into play as he just out-jumped three defenders to come down with a reception. 30 seconds remain here from the 34-yard line. As Nino again drops back the pass, Mission sending some heat as Roger picks up the reception and runs out of bounds there. You know, and I have to question why he would run up out of bounds. He looked like he might have been able to pick up another 5 yards, at least pick up the first down, but he said opts to stop the clock here with 25 seconds after what is maybe a 6-yard gain, second and four.
Nino's got 197 yards passing already.
Wow. Drops back to pass again. Nino, he's going to be sacked, but manages to get rid of that ball. And wondering if there's going to be a flag there. As, you know, I think Nino was outside the tackle box, so that will be a legal play. And, you know, that's what I was talking about earlier, where Nino, you know, just has to kind of get rid of that ball. And you know, John Cannon over here mentioning that Nino was 8 for 8 for 197 yards. And, you know, it's you're a little upset now because now he's not perfect. He's 8 for... Well, I'm a little upset. 8 for 9. Yeah, I jinxed it earlier with the extra point. I shouldn't have said anything. But Nino now 8 for 9, 197 yards. As for the third time, drops back to pass, has a receiver open, but the ball slightly underthrown to number 12 again. It will be a first down as 11.5 seconds remaining here as the Jackets are now at the 20-yard line And with so many timeouts, they're probably going to go. Well, the you know, that play right there is going to be more costly for the Yellow Jackets because it appears that the defense jumped off sides. They started the clock, and it took off about 3 seconds. I'm not sure they're going to reset the clock to 11 and a half, right? Even though it's a defensive penalty? Because technically, there should have been a no play there, given the way they whistled the play dead. Well, it is a offsides penalty on the defense, and it'll be interesting to see whether, you know, the refs are not mic'd up tonight, so we really can't hear what they're saying. But and I would assume they would reset the clock back to 11 and a half seconds, which is critical at this point at the 15-yard line. Could mean the difference between one or two plays. As Nino drops back the pass, decides to keep it, he's going to have to get into the end zone because time has expired, and he does. Touchdown, Yellow Jackets, with 0.3 seconds. So I guess the time has not expired here as Nino adds 6 more points for the Yellow Jackets.
How does he do that?
And Jackets line up for the PAT with 0.3 seconds remaining. Miguel Garcia, who missed one the last time, is on the money for the next attempt. And we now have a 35-16 advantage for the Yellow Jackets. And this is just the half. Well, pending this 3/10 of a second that's about to expire, it'll be the half after that. Just an unbelievable fortunate series of events. You know, I was talking to John Cannon earlier, and I didn't think the Jackets were going to put up 50 points on the Eagles. But, you know, given the way they've been playing and the stellar play from quarterback Eric Nino, I mean, at this rate, you know, they're gonna put up 60 points, 50, 60 points. You know, if he continues to play at the level that quarterback Eric Nino has been playing at, just phenomenal. As the time of the clock will stand, and the Jackets will prepare for a kickoff. More than likely, see a squib kick here, and try to avoid the ball falling into the hands of the deep man. Well, you know, they might even kick it into the end zone. Nope, it is a squib kick. And number 44 has a little bit of room to run, but it's going to be brought down maybe after a 10-yard return. And that'll be the end of the half. Your score after two complete quarters of play, Ed Cachosa 35, Mission High 16. Well, I am nearly out of breath here as I need something to drink, and I'm talking about a soda. Well, we'll take this as an opportunity. We'll be back maybe with 5 minutes before the start of the second quarter, or excuse me, the second half, to do a little halftime show, and then we'll get things kicked off. In the meantime, we'll go ahead and play some quick music for you guys. Do want to remind you, you are listening to Ed Calchosa Sports Radio, home of La Máquina Amarilla.
Cal Chelsea Sports Radio, brought to you by CV the Hispanic Titanic, alongside with the host, with the most, Perry Ellis, bringing you games live from the high.
Can't make the big Yellow Jacket game this weekend? Don't worry, Ed Cal Chelsea Sports Radio has you covered. Working in conjunction with EEJackets.com, Ed Cal Chelsea Sports Radio is working to broadcast all the big Ed Calchosa sporting events over the internet. Visit www.eejackets.com for the latest internet broadcasting schedule.
When When it comes to our photography needs, EEJackets.com turns to JBR Digital Imaging. Servicing the Mid-Valley for several years now, JBR Digital is owned and operated by George E. Sines, EE grad of 76. Fulfill your photography needs by contacting JBR Digital at 956-499-6374 or by sending an email to jbrdigital@yahoo.com. JBR Digital is a proud sponsor of Ed Calchelsa Sports Radio. While you enjoy the game, JBR Digital Imaging is hard at work bringing you all the up-close and personal snapshots of Ed Calchelsa football. Visit eejackets.com/JBR to access JBR Digital's .photo account, which ultimately will allow you to see snapshots of tonight's game as well as others. Oh, there he goes again. JBR Digital Imaging, a proud sponsor of Ed Calchelsa Sports Radio.